In my last video, I talked about how pain after infidelity is not always something that you need to get rid of immediately. Sometimes it's an old wound that does need healing right now, but sometimes it's a warning that is telling you that something isn't safe and you don't need to heal it per se, you need to take action. And so for this video, I want to explain how you can tell the difference between the two. So one way to think of it is the difference between a trigger and a red flag. So if it is something that needs to be healed, you're probably going to be triggered by something in the past. And in the moment, it can feel like, oh, this is all happening right now. That's what triggers do. They activate the emotional memory of what happened in the past. So what this often looks like is, say your partner is 10 minutes late. Maybe they look at their phone in a certain way. Maybe they say a phrase that they said once during the affair and it sends you right back. Maybe you drive past a place connected to the betrayal. Suddenly your body reacts as if you were discovering it all again for the first time. That intensity is real, but the intensity may not be fully about the present moment. And for the sake of this video, one of the clear signs of it being a trigger and not a current red flag is that the reaction is bigger than the immediate evidence. That doesn't mean that it's fake. It doesn't mean that it's not valid. And there could be something that's still hiding around the corner. That's always a possibility. But it means that your emotional reaction is bigger than what's objectively happening right now. A red flag, on the other hand, is when there's actual evidence in the present. So a red flag is very different. It's not just, I feel unsafe. It's saying something is happening now that would make any reasonable person feel unsafe. It's things like they are hiding their phone again. They're changing their story. They're lying. They're being inconsistent. They're deleting messages. They're being defensive when you ask reasonable questions. They're angry when you need transparency. They're minimizing. They're blaming you for not trusting them while refusing to do anything to act trustworthy. That's not just your past trauma speaking. That is new present day information. It's extremely important to get this distinction right because a lot of people end up trapped between two very painful extremes. One extreme is treating every pain that you feel as proof that your partner is currently unsafe. The other extreme is treating every painful feeling like it is just trauma and dismissing it as evidence about how your partner is acting now. Neither one of those is good. And so practically, what do you do with these if you start to identify it? You recognize that a trigger needs soothing, processing, reassurance, emotional regulation, and deeper healing. You may need to pause, breathe, name what you're feeling, ask your partner for support, or work through that memory at a deeper level. But a red flag needs boundaries. A red flag may require a direct conversation. It may require enforcing transparency and being willing to leave if they're unwilling to give it. It might mean slowing down reconciliation. And you don't heal or address red flags with the same methods that you would use for calming down a trigger. You don't soothe yourself out of your partner's present day red flags. It'd be like smelling smoke in your house, seeing that there's a fire, and deciding that the real issue is your panic about the fire. It's like, no, your house is on fire. It's normal to be panicked. And if you want to make this really simple, a question that you can ask yourself, is there present day behavior that supports this pain? Because your body, your nervous system, isn't always going to be super precise with which kind of pain it's currently having. And so if the answer to that question is no, then it's most likely more of a trigger that needs reassurance and healing. But if the answer is yes, it's more of a warning that needs action. So for example, if your partner is late, but they communicated clearly, their story makes sense, they answered your call, they explained what happened, their behavior has otherwise been consistent, that may still trigger you, but the present day behavior is not unsafe. But if your partner is late, unreachable, vague, and irritated when questioned, and they have a history of using these exact same types of circumstances to hide the betrayal, that's extremely different. The same exact event can either be just a trigger or like a real red flag, depending on the overall pattern and context around it. So if you are reconciling after infidelity, the goal is not to silence your nervous system. The goal is to learn how to listen to it accurately. And sometimes the pain will feel similar across different categories. It's your job to be able to take a step back and ask yourself how much of this is still happening versus how much of this is just in the past.